Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington on Monday, April 16th, and we're attempting to welcome spring to the Pacific Northwest. So today on the show, I am thrilled to be welcoming crystal expert Kim Valines of Earthlight Rocks and Gems, and we're going to be talking about your life with crystals. Kim always has some exciting crystals to talk with us about, and so I am looking forward to having her join the show. But before we get started on that, I'd like to remind you that my personal philosophy, as proven in my work with clients, is that we are all naturally intuitive and naturally healers. We're born with those skills. All life has those skills. Our problem is we haven't learned how to tap them. We've been convinced that somehow there's something that other people have, or they're woo-woo-y, or they're, you know, not practical. And in fact, intuition and healing are very practical. They are things that help us keep going in our daily life and making our lives in at home and at work better. So it's my work to help you tap your intuitive and healing skills through workshops, through webinars, through one-on-one mentoring. And then when you need additional insight, you know, the objective outside observer, I'm here for personal and business intuition, for animal communication, to help you talk with your animal families, to help you look at the issues that might involve health or saying goodbye, and transitioning through mediumship to talking with your dead human or animal beloveds, which is always a sacred honor for me. And past life and between life regression, a process I created called soul progression clearing, which helps you clear out blockages that are keeping you from being your best and filling you up with healthy energy. And oftentimes people want to look at their spiritual journey and awaken their spirituality. And it's a great honor to work with people in that particular area as well. So I am here to serve you, and you can find me at my website, robinfritz.com. That's robinfritz.com. So if you have a question for me today, something you'd like to share, or you'd like a quick reading, call 202-570-7057. And also, if you'd like Kim to take a look at a potential crystal that could work for you, this is your opportunity to talk with her live on the air. But you can always email me at robinfritz.com. That's robin@robinfritz.com. If you're too shy to come on the radio, or if you feel your situation is too personal, and I would be happy to do a private session with you, or to do in general terms, talk about it on a different show. But the advantage of having Kim with us today is that she can also look at, you know, a crystal that might support you in your work. And I personally love crystals. Every time I go over to see Kim, I'm coming home with new crystals, which delights my crystal partner, Fallon. And so with that, let's do a quick meditation to get grounded and balanced in this hour with us by working with a crystal, Fallon, who is a citrine Lemurian quartz, very rare quartz. And Fallon is also an ancient healer and truth bringer. And you will be able to experience him however your intuition works most strongly. So if you see pictures, don't be surprised to see a gold man laughing with you, or a gold light, or some other way he chooses to show himself to you. Hear him chat with you, feel his energy, or simply know that you're connected with him in this hour. And at the end of the hour, we'll close you back down and get you grounded and balanced in your space, because connecting with Fallon tends to open that top of your head, your crown chakra, and can make you lightheaded and dizzy. So let's jump into this brief meditation with Fallon. Take your attention to the top of your head. Imagine that you're connecting mind, body, and spirit together here. And as you breathe down your body from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, just feel the cares of the day washing away and giving you the space to be here with us. So breathing down from the top of your head, breathe down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And as you take a deep breath, just feel yourself relaxing, just the cares of the day washing away. This is your time to be here with us. It's your time for you today. And now as we breathe up from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head, imagine Fallon is currently in the shape of a crystal ball, rotating outside your body as he moves up outside your body. And that rotation is a gold light. So as it moves up from your feet, now past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and the top of your head. Just feel your body fill with healthy, positive energy. Many people experience a gold light, a rush of warmth. Imagine that gold light, that healthy energy going straight to your heart, and with each beat of your heart just flooding your system. Healthy, positive energy. And we are here. I know that made me a little dizzy. He's very powerful today. We've had a fun time with people on Facebook Live this morning. So without further ado, I'm hoping Kim Valines from Earthlight Rocks and Gems is here with us. Kim, are you here?
I'm here. How's
there
it going
she
today?
Is. I sent you an email at 2:01. It's like, hello, Kim, I forgot to remind you.
Oh, so no, I know. You're fine.
And thanks for joining us today. That's awesome. I appreciate it. And so I suppose you heard me say that every time I come to see you over there at Earthlight Rocks and Gems, I come home with something.
Well, there's so much to choose from. It's kind of hard not to.
It's right. Or, you know, sneak that cute little dog in my pocket and take him, too. But I think I have enough animals in the house. But you never have enough crystals, that's for sure. So,
right.
So Kim, I'm inviting people, if they have an issue they're facing or need a boost in a particular area, they can give us a call here on the show and we can look at their issue and you could pick out a crystal for them or give them some ideas on crystals that work for them. But I know you also have some crystals you'd like to chat about today. So what would you like to talk about?
Well, I've got a couple things on my list. We'll see what we have time for. But to start out, I was going to talk about different types of garnets. Most people are just familiar with the red, the almandine garnets. But there's lots of different types of garnets. And each color, each type has certain specific things that it is additional properties for each one. So,
oh, cool.
I'll kind of start with your standard, the red garnets, as everybody kind of knows. But that one is good for protecting from physical harm. They actually used to give warriors garnets when they went off to battle to help them with that. But it also strengthens and helps ease responsibility, public affairs, things that you have going on. It can deepen your familiar bonds with your family and encourages honoring your elderly, which is super important. And a lot of people, seems like nowadays, kind of don't do that, and they should be doing that. And then it stimulates your blood flow and inspires love for life and passion.
That's exciting. You know, garnet My brain is old, but as I recall, garnet is my birthstone, January. So what exactly are birthstones and how do they decide which one fits? Now, I don't want you to spend too much time on that, but when you mentioned red garnet, oh yeah, that's my birthstone.
So I haven't thought about it in years. They rate birthstones by month instead of by the zodiac sign, because zodiac signs are like half month, half month.
Right.
But birthstones is all by month.
Right.
And back in the day, you know, it was always pretty much precious stones, you know. You had everything from diamonds to topaz to peridots and garnets and that kind of stuff. Some of them are semi-precious. Some of them are precious. Some months have two stones that they designate as your birthstone. And it would kind of go somewhat off the charts for that kind of month and different things. I don't know how they originally chose them. You know, back in the day, I think they were just what was popular or what people were drawn to, and they had kind of assigned certain months, certain birthstones.
Interesting.
I'm sure that there was, you know, some kind of attunement towards the signs that were in that month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the two signs, the zodiac signs and whatnot that was in that.
I just remember
like
in
a lot
high
of
school.
Stores.
Right. And in high school, you know, everybody was buying a class ring, and I was like not too enamored of high school. So I didn't want a class ring. So I got a birthstone. Now I'm going to go hunt that thing down. It's somewhere here in the jewelry box. So that's red garnet. What other colors?
Well, I was going to say that a lot of the jewelry stores nowadays will actually switch up the birthstones for what they want to sell, which isn't really... not cool. I have a list from way back in the day of like original birthstones, but I know that some of the, if you look at online, different stores will list them a little differently because they've started to try to change some of those out over the years. But so not
we're
all
dating
of it
ourselves,
100%.
Huh?
Yes, we're dating ourselves. Yes, yes.
Oh well.
As usual.
Oh
yes.
Well.
I know. It's all good. With age comes wisdom, right?
That's right. That's right. That's what I keep trying to tell myself.
So we'll go over the green demetoid garnets. There's a few different types of green garnets. Most people have not even heard of green garnets. But a demetoid garnet is one of them. And the demetoid garnets help with emotional stress and the pain relief from chronic pains and chronic illnesses. That's for the demetoid green garnets. And then there's a Yavarite, which is a green garnet. And that's good for the heart chakra, but for healing, the healing mineral helps gently release past heart traumas. And it's really wonderful for people that do different healing modalities, healing practitioners, to work with Yavarite. It's a nice one.
And you have all these at the store?
I have all of these. Of course I do.
Yeah.
And more. I have more than just what I'm going to list, but I thought I'd list some that maybe not
That's
everybody
That's fascinating.
Heard of. So we also have the orange Grosschiller garnets, which stimulates the pituitary gland and aids in growth hormones. So if someone's having issues with their pituitaries or growth and stuff like that, that is the garnet that would be for them, the orange Grosschiller garnets. There are other kinds of Grosschiller garnets. There's green and other stuff too, but the orange would be specifically for that. And then there's a pink rhodolite garnet, which is, it's more of a purpley pink, but it's definitely more pink. And that aids in attainment of bliss, which is a nice thing to have if you're trying to meditate
right.
and you're trying to get to that blissful moment, that detached moment where you're just in that bliss state. That rhodolite garnet can help you get there.
So a question on these different colors. I know there are, you know, like there are different colors of quartz crystals and so on. And and so I know the different colors must come from slightly different mineral contents. But how do they end up deciding these are all garnet?
So you have the main elements that make up the garnet, and then you have an impurity that is, basically, it'd be like, how would you describe, like an apple, right? How many different types of apples?
Right.
They're still all apples. So you have the main structure of the garnet, you have the hardness, you have all the elements that make up the garnet, and then it'll have an impurity that changes the color that makes it a little different, or maybe the growth is a little different. But it's still, if you broke it down chemically, it'd all be the same structure, the same elements that make up that, to make it a garnet.
And
that goes
okay.
with any of the stones. Yeah, so like quartz, you've got your main chemical formula that make up the quartz, but the different impurities or exposure to ultraviolet light or, you know, whatever the different, depending on what type it is, will make it look a little different. Or like if it's got rutile in it, like rutilated quartz, it's still a quartz, but it has another mineral growing in it. Same kind of thing.
Right.
So,
With the garnet, then you've got all these different colors. And as somebody comes in, do they ask for garnet in particular, or do they ask for certain properties and you point them to a garnet?
Pretty much everything. People come in looking for garnets. Normally when they're coming in looking for them, they're looking for the red because it's the standard of what most people know, the almandine, the red garnets. But sometimes people, you know, want things for certain properties, and then we'll look up property-wise and see what kind of fits that. Or, you know, a lot of times what I say is just to, you know, come in the shop, or if you're looking for something, see what you're drawn to, because you know, you're instinctively drawn to what you need, even if you don't realize it. And so you'll be drawn to pick up maybe a demantoid garnet or your varorite or pink rhodolite garnet. And you may not even know, and then, you know, you end up reading about it or you're feeling it, and it's like really, it's really attuned to you.
Yeah.
And you realize this is the, you know, the one that you were
needing.
That's
what I want. So what forms do you carry these in the shop? Tumbled, jewelry?
Most of these are all in specimen form. Yeah, well, we'll see.
Hang on, we'll be back after the break.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for. That new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Shopping for yourself or loved ones? Check out the best rock shop around, Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. Whether you're looking for metaphysical support or just love nature's art, Earthlight has it all. Raw rocks, crystals, tumbled stones of all kinds, carvings, cabs, fossils, tumblers, rare minerals in all price ranges and books. They also have jewelry, including custom pieces and beads to make your own. Open 7 days a week, the Earthlight store has been around since 1988 and is run by Kim and Todd Valines. Find them online at earthlightgems.com. At Etsy at earthlightgems.etsy.com or on Facebook at Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Have a question? Email Kim at the store, earthlightgems.com. And just for Om Times listeners, receive 10% off orders over $50 at their Etsy account with coupon code EarthlightGems. That's earthlightgems.etsy.com or the store at earthlightgems.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're in Seattle, Washington. And my special guest today is Kim Valines, who owns Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington, with her husband, Todd Valines. And so Kim was talking about garnet and different types of garnet, different colors of garnet, I should say. And my question right before the break was, what forms do you carry it in at the store?
Yeah. So we mainly carry most of the garnets in just raw specimen forms, but there are some that we have tumbled in. So we have some of the rhodolites in tumbled, and the regular red garnets, of course, I have in jewelry. I even have bracelets, beads, and as well as in the raw form and some polished in the natural crystals and tumbled. So the red, I have the most choices, but most of the other ones are more in specimen form. They're not... you don't see them in jewelry as often as you do the other. There's a few exceptions to the rules. Every now and then I'll have an unusual pendant or something in one of the more unusual, you know, types of garnets.
So tuck them in your pocket or sit them on your desk or somewhere in the house.
Exactly. Yeah. Or if you're using it for healing or something, you could have it in the room that you're using that for. Like if you have a healing room or if you're doing a grid, you could have that in your grid for healing for that day or what you're focusing on.
And speaking of grids, when people make a grid, like how many crystals would they put in a grid? And like it can be any shape?
Any shape. You can do multiple types of grids. You could just do one center stone with others around it. You could do really complicated grids. It's really endless. You can do whatever you want. People
I've seen them in books, and it's like, oh my God, it's too much to.
Yeah, some are really complicated. You can do like really a lot, elaborate grids with umpteen different types of crystals, or you could do the same crystals with multiples of 9 or 7 or typically odd numbers. But it just really depends what you want. There's not a right or wrong. This is something that you just tap to your intuition and go with it. It's not like you ruin the recipe. You're not going to happen.
Yeah. And it's really good training for your intuition, too, to tune into something and like, okay, what kind of, format do I want this to be in? How do I want it to look? Of course, in my house, I have a rambunctious cat who will stand and look over the crystals and then whack one onto the floor because she just feels like it. So, you do have those kinds of
grid.
Yeah, she's like creating her own grid. Like, nope, not that one.
She'd be like, let me fix that for you. Yes, for sure.
So what else do you want to talk about today? What other crystals?
Yeah, so I was going to talk about moldavite. I don't know. I don't remember if we've talked about moldavite on the show yet. Moldavite is basically a tektite that was formed from a meteorite impact back 14.6, so basically 15 million years ago in the Czech Republic.
Wow.
Yeah, so normally when a meteorite hits the planet, it makes a black tektite. That's pretty common and pretty readily available. It's basically glass that's solidified from the heat and the pressure of the meteorite impact. If it hits sand or desert kind of area, and it will solidify that. But moldavite only happened that one time. A green tektite is just that one time, back 14.6 million years ago. So once that's gone, it's gone. So it's a higher energy stone. And what I mean by that, it's a higher vibration. I have people that will come into the shop or talk to me about the fact that, you know, maybe they couldn't feel the stones or they weren't really tapped into that yet. They're just starting to learn. And Moldavite typically is the one that's going to break that barrier. It's a very high vibration, and even people that can't feel the stones normally, if they meditate with a Moldavite or hold it, that one will definitely do it for you. It's pretty strong for most people, and not everybody can wear it or hold it for long periods of time unless they have a grounding stone with them, because it is such a high energy stone. It's great for meditation, out-of-body work, astral travel, in healing the body with intense trauma, all kinds of things like that. But the only I guess cautionary tale is make sure if you're going to wear it or have it for long periods of time, like where you're wearing it all the time, that you are grounded.
Yeah.
Or it's hard to function.
Well, it's useful for astral traveling, yeah, grounding would be really good. You know, Moldavite is one stone that I've never been drawn to in particular, maybe because I've got phallum here. But I don't really care for the color. And I think, you know, that kind of greenish cast it has. And I wonder, I'm not the only person who just kind of turns away from a crystal based on how the color just doesn't, you know, do anything for me.
Yeah. Sometimes
sound like
it
I'm
happens,
decorating
sure.
here instead of working with crystals. But how do you deal with that?
Well, sometimes the reason you're not drawn to something is you're either not ready for it, or you're just not there. You're not ready to work with that stone. It's not something you need right then. And if you're not attracted to a stone and you're not wanting to work with it, then there's other tons of other things. Yeah, to work with. So,
and that's the cool thing about crystals is there are multiple crystals for different or for the same thing. So if one particular crystal doesn't appeal to you, there'll be another one in that category that might. So tell us more about that. You wanted to tell us about Moldavite.
Yeah.
I see it in jewelry a lot.
We have a lot of jewelry of it. We have raw stones, and we have even some necklaces and stuff out of it. It is a more expensive stone since it is only that one time that it ever happens. So it's harder to get, and it just seems like it keeps going up in price. For the nicer quality and bigger pieces, they're always harder to attain. And so the only thing I was going to say besides that is another time, sometimes when you are working with a stone or you're not attracted to a stone, sometimes the reason it's harder for you to work with something is because you're either not ready for it or it's something that's really hard to work through. I know when I was going through divorce and different, you know, personal stuff,
right.
I didn't want to hold rose quartz. Rose quartz is this, you know, simple heart, love,
right.
passion, forgiveness, and emotional healing, and I just was like, Rose, I don't need rose quartz. It's not a big deal. I don't need that.
That wasn't where you were at that point. You know?
I didn't want to deal with it. And every time I picked it up, I would have pain in my shoulder, and I was like, what is going on? And then I realized, oh, yeah, I do need this. I need to work through this. And so I, you know, you kind of, sometimes you got to work through the harder stuff. So that was one that I knew I needed it. I just needed to work through it. So, but I did avoid it for a while because I was in denial that I, you know, that I needed to have love in my life. I was like, I'm done with that.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, it's
sometimes
called growing
we have to work through
hard things.
Stuff. Growing
right.
through
yeah.
things. Yes. Of course, now I have a wonderful husband and I don't have to.
Yeah, you sure
that.
Do. I think for me, the thing is, I laugh and I call myself a magpie. I come into your shop and I see things that sparkle and I want that sparkly thing.
Magpie, yes.
Yeah, I ended up with a big, huge chunk of celestite some years ago. And of course, Fallon, who is pretty sparkly all by himself. But crystals like Moldavite, they're just kind of dark and kind of muddy looking to me. And so I haven't actually taken the opportunity to pick one up and look at it. So I guess that's my lesson for today.
When you come in next time, I will let you see a Moldavite. You put it on a flashlight or a light, and you see the structure of the Moldavite with light running through that.
Oh, that could be cool.
Your mind.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'll show you that. It looks a lot
different.
Well,
I know lots of people who swear by it. Yeah. Lots of people who swear by Moldavite. I didn't know about that one-time thing. So how much is there left in the world, do you think?
It's hard to know. They basically, that meteorite impact was huge, and it spread it over a large area in the Czech Republic. So it's, you know, they find it in fields and they have to dig for it, and it's just random. Larger, nicer pieces that are intact, I have just handfuls to pick from every year. So not much. Smaller pieces are more available. I'd say, 5-10 years that's pushing it, probably more like 5 or 7.
Do you have special dealers to get it from?
I have just direct contact straight with the people in the Czech Republic that get it. There's two people, brothers that have access to it, and that is the only source that I get it from. There is a lot of weird stuff going on with China trying to do fake Moldavite and all kinds of weird stuff. So I don't go with anybody besides my contacts that I've had forever, because I don't want to, and I hand select it all too. So I don't deal with all that, ordering through China. I would be very cautious of that.
Well, and that's what I try to tell people too.
Yeah.
People who come here for sessions, and get to play with the crystals that I have here. And, people going, oh, I can get that cheaper. And I go, you may be able to get a cheaper crystal from China, but if it's not healthy, if it hasn't been cared for properly, then you're going to deal with a crystal with real emotional issues, and it's not going to help you. It's not going to be able to help itself. And then the thing that you wanted it for isn't going to be there, isn't going to happen for you. Because I know I have had people occasionally call me up and they'll say, I need to get rid of this crystal or this crystal, And so we become like a crystal nursery for some people, and they'll bring their crystals over and they'll sit them down next to the jade tree. I had a big chunk of amethyst sat there for 6 months or more before it would even wake up and say hello.
And
eventually they work with Fallon and they work with Fallon and got cleared out and had, had a period of rest. So this is why I tell people, go to you and buy from you, because your crystals are going to be healthy. They're going to be taken care of. And like you just saying, you're selecting crystals that are healthy and that are going to help people. And, you don't have to try to get them well again, because, they go through a tough
they're
period
ready to
just
work.
Being mined.
Right. Yeah, and they're ready to work. They're ready to work. The crystals are already like, hey, I'm ready.
Hello.
I'm ready for my home.
Oh, I'm here. I'm here. Probably have a piece of Moldavite slap me for talking back to it. So what
I
else?
Know. You'll see. So I also wanted to talk about shyite. Shyite is a stone from Russia. It's carbon-based.
You need to spell that.
S-H-U-N-G-I-T-E.
Shungite. There you go.
It helps with shielding electromagnetic fields. So EMFs for if you're working with computers, phones,
good
TVs,
to have in your
electronics.
Office.
Oh, yeah. Perfect for office. Perfect by your, if you're charging your phones. Perfect by all of that. I would, my husband puts his phone, he has a big shungite block by the bedside, and he puts his phone on that at night. It's just wonderful to use for all kinds of protection. You can also use it for purifying water. There's actually two full rooms of shungite in Russia. If you look up shungite room, and it will talk about that, they actually use that to detox themselves in a prison ward and at a military base. So it's really, interesting. Yeah.
Huh.
So, you'll have to check that out. So there's literally entire room made out of shungite. But
what color
is it? It's all black. And so it's absorptive with that EMF. And I have it in raw form, jewelry, tumbled pyramids. I have it in spheres and Merkabas and all kinds of forms. And little cell phone tabs you can put on your phones, or you have like adhesive on one side you can put on your computer. Yeah. I have a lot of customers that come in that are, you know, we have so much electronics in the air right now between phones and TVs and computers and microwaves and everything we got going on. It's like it's buzzing through our bodies, have so much water content, and we got electricity running through it constantly besides our own electricity. But it's not natural to have all this electronics running through us all the time.
Right.
So that helps shield us so it's not so intense. I definitely have many customers that need this on a regular basis because they're so sensitive to all the electronics out there. So, and if you are one of those people that have problems with that, or you can build up where you, you know, you start having problems because of it, especially if you live by power lines or all kinds of things like that. But Shanghai is very helpful.
And I work with people a lot on their energy boundaries, and a lot of people say, well, I'm really sensitive. And I'm like, well, partly it's because your energy boundaries aren't really intact anymore, because most people don't know they have them. But this would be a good crystal for bolstering that as well, because it's adding that extra line of defense there.
Right. Right. That's what it's doing. It's helping. And it's
so
got
that's
so much
principle.
Carbon, it's very absorptive. Huh?
Yeah, that's its principal thing then, is shielding from electromagnetic issues.
Yeah. They use it for purifying water over in Russia, too, because of the carbon base. But mainly, and it can be protection and grounding, but mainly it's just shielding from all the electronics and the EMF. Mm-hmm. That's the main use for that. But right now, with our technology that we've got out in the world, that's, you know, we're all driven by, that's pretty important nowadays. So I thought we should touch on that. We hadn't gone over it before.
It's out there everywhere. Yes, I don't think I've ever looked at that. So next time I come in, I'm going to have to look at that one too. Although every time I come in, then I end up going home with them. So it's like we're running out of space here. So hang on for a minute, please. We're going to a break, and then we'll be right back with Kim Vlines. Anybody wants a quick question? 202-570-7057.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14.
31? I mean, 13?
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. He realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Well, Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live here with Kim Vilines of Earthlight Rocks and Gems. And Kim's been talking about the crystal moldavite, garnet, shungite, and I know she wanted to talk briefly about kyanite. We're almost out of time, so I do want to talk about kyanite at another time, but also want you to, you know, jump in and explain a little bit about kyanite. As I have kyanite in several forms here. One is a small tumbled stone that you can carry around, but I know kyanite as I have a big chunk of the raw stuff, and it breaks off easily, but boy, is it ever powerful. So it just sits actually I have it now on the selenite slab that I got one of the last times I was over there. So tell people about kyanite quickly here before we run out of time.
Yeah, I'll get in real quick. And the blue kyanite, there's a few different colors, but the blue helps raise or open up one's vibrations. So it can provide you with a healthier level of awareness. And if you're already attuned and have a higher vibration or ability to feel the vibrations, then it will help broaden your vision and open yourself up to new areas of thinking, which is pretty sweet because obviously we all want to keep evolving and making ourselves more aware of everything around us and with that higher vibration. And then on the black kyanite, that one helps empower manifestations of visions and helps manifest thoughts into reality. So it's great for meditation because you can help focus, empower your manifestation, your visions, and then change that into reality. So if you're working on yourself or things that you need to work on in life. And then the green, that one allows for a deeper meditation to draw in your heart and love chakra, the energy into your heart chakra, and helps with depression and dream work. So that besides just the physical, normally the greener stones are more of a physical healing, but that one allows love and healing in the heart chakra. So more of a
That's awesome.
Physical yeah. in the emotional range. Yeah.
And
so it's, it's a wonderful stone.
It is. I'm very fond of kyanite. Years before I met you, I actually was going to a workshop. It's actually the workshop I met Fallon in, so it was back in 2009. And I'd been seeing a picture of this blue and white piece of blue and white crystal, a big chunk of it. I've been seeing it in my head, you know. So I'm sitting there in the workshop, and she pulls out a chair, and she pulls out a bag, and she starts pulling out these blue and white crystals, just like the crystal in my head. And she put them in a ring around the chair, big chunks. I mean, you basically need two hands to hold a chunk. So when it was my turn to sit in the chair, I looked down at the one that looked like the one that had been in my head for the last few days. And I reached down and picked it up, and I'm like, oh, I think, like, you're like my crystal. And they go, yeah, I am. And I go, well, like, how much do you cost? You know, trying to be really practical. And it goes, $120. And I said, no way. And I turned it over. There's a tag on it, $120.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
So I was like, my God. So I said, okay, you're coming home with me. And I did. And of course, that was the same place that I met Fallon. It took a lot longer for her to convince her to part with Fallon than it did to part with that piece of kyanite. But it is a huge, wonderful clearing crystal. And when people come over for sessions, I have them take their jewelry off and put it on the kyanite. And if they're people whose intuition runs towards feelings, then they pick it up afterwards and their eyes go wide and they go like, wow. Because it cleared all the crap out of their jewelry and made it nice and bright again.
Yeah, it's also when Todd and I were dating, if I was on a trip for the shop and stuff and we were separate, he would have a tumbled or nice polished piece of blue kyanite and I would have another one. And it helps keep us connected over long distances.
Oh, that's cool.
So that was kind of sweet. Yeah.
How romantic, right?
It was super nice.
So, you know, you should make little packets of romantic connections. And here's, you know, if you're dating somebody and you want to stay connected, get some kyanite. Things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. Especially if you're traveling away for sure, long periods.
Awesome. So, Kim, tell people how they can find you and what the deal is here, because we're running out of time.
Yeah, so you can, lots of different ways. We're open every day. We have a shop in Kirkland, Washington at 46 Lakeshore Plaza. We've been there for 30 years right now, and we're down by the Marina Park in Kirkland. You can also call us at 425-828-3872, or you can email us at earthlightgems@aim.com. On our main website, which is earthlightgems.com, has links to our Etsy shop, which is earthlightgems.etsy.com, and it has links to our Facebook. So you can email us, call us, send us a message through Etsy, through Facebook. There's like a ton of different ways. As I said, we're open every day, so lots of different ways to contact us. You can buy online or in person, and we can choose something special for you if you don't know what you want.
That's right, because Kim's pretty good at figuring out what's going to work with you and then talking to you about it. So give your phone number again.
Yeah, it's 425-828-3872. And we're open Monday through Saturdays, 11:30 to 6:30, and Sunday, 12 to 5.
Okay, and your Facebook page.
So the Facebook page is Earth Light Rocks and Gems, and there's
right.
a link and, on our website, along with our yep. show schedule. We do about 20 shows a year.
Yeah, and you've been busy this month, right?
Yeah, we've had back-to-back shows every weekend. We had a lot. Actually, we just came back from Eastern Washington last night, really late, and then the week before we were in Tri-Cities, and then we're going to have a show, Mind, Body, Spirit is going to be a show in Bellevue on Saturday, which is a metaphysical healing expo, and there's info on my website at earthlightgems.com on that.
Yeah, so find Kim and Todd Valines at earthlightgems.com. Or visit them in person, but call them up and help them, have them help you find a crystal. Today, Kim talked about garnet, chungite, a little bit about kyanite and moldavite, which I'm going to have to take a look at next time I come in, because that's what always happens to me. I find something new to look at. So, Kim, thanks for joining us today. Take care and get some
rest.
Thank
you, Robin. I know. I think so. Well, and maybe dry off. It's been raining like crazy.
Oh, my God. We had, 2 inches of rain here in West Seattle on Saturday and Friday. It was raining sideways.
Yeah, my whole yard is just all soggy.
It's like plant some goldfish out there, right?
For sure. Thank you, everybody.
Say,
nice to talk to you, Robin.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in. We'll see you next month. So take care. So everyone, truly, Kim has a real cute little shop. She manages to keep her costs down by keeping the space small, so that price savings is passed on to you with really healthy crystals. So check it out. She has a huge number on her Etsy site. So it's earthlightgems.com, and you can find all of her links there. But she really knows her crystals. And she grew up with crystals, so she's out there mining her crystals, and Todd is out there learning to make gemstones, so they are really into it. So I appreciate her sponsorship, and I appreciate having a really great source for me to add to my crystal collection, because Fallon, my crystal partner, never stops wanting to add more crystals to the family. So let me tell you what's coming up here on the show. On Monday, April 23rd, the show is about energy. Like, what is energy really? How energy has changed and how to work with it. Now, like a lot of things, I work differently with things based on my experience. And all I can say is I don't talk about anything I don't personally experience. And I have no problems sharing my experiences, however different they may be for people. But I think that's where we are right now in the world, why we're doing radio, why we're doing Facebook Lives, why we're out there doing our best to help other people be their best. And one of those is to keep questioning what we're given and why things come to us and what is happening. And energy is one of those things that has become extremely popular. Energy healing, energy work, people, different modalities from Reiki to healing touch. And then there are those people that can all of a sudden wake up and put their hands on something and see this thing change and wondering, what is it all about? So back in 2007, when I was exploring energy and I took Reiki just to see what that was all about, Reiki didn't work for me and my family, and something else came in its stead. So I'll talk about that next week and what I've learned, and what I've learned from working with Fallon, what we've learned about the history of the world, but also how energy is changing to match our current times, because, you know, evolution is a continuing process. The planet is evolving, we're evolving, things are changing. And old things that we used to know are coming back to our consciousness now. So all of that, it will be part of the show next week. And I encourage you to call in and or email me with questions that you'd like explored on the subject of energy. Obviously, a much bigger topic than one show. But there'll be a lot in that show next week. So you can email me at robin@robinfritz.com. That's robinfritz.com. And then on Monday, April 30th, we're going to have a lot of fun with the expert who is an artist and an author, and her name is Elaine Clayton. And she's written a couple books, a little bit of fairies and a little bit of angels. And I'm like, okay. So we're going to learn about fairies and angels and what they have to do with our daily lives. So this could be a lot of fun. You know, do we have a personal angel? What is angelic intervention? What are fairies? How do we understand them? Elaine Clayton will be able to tell us about that, and I'll share a few of my experience working with beings that I didn't know were fairies, because at the time I didn't have sense enough to ask them who they were. So those are some of the upcoming topics. Also, in upcoming weeks, we're going to be talking more about how I work with the dead, more about what I've learned about the afterlife. I'm working with my dad, Ray, who runs what I call a way station for dead things on the other side. We'll be talking about intuitive development. We'll be talking about a lot of things. The other thing that I'd like to tell you about is I do have tomorrow, starting tomorrow, April 17th, a webinar series on developing strong energy boundaries. This is a five-part series, okay? And Fallon and I have created a unique way of helping people understand what their particular energy body is, looks like, feels currently, how to work with it to modify it so it can be the strongest that it can be to support you at home and at work. And if there's one thing everyone on the planet really needs to understand first before anything else, it's their energy body, how their energy boundaries work, what that means for us at home and at work, because this is how you learn to tap your intuition. This is how you learn to tap your healing skills and how you grow to be your best self. And I always say that we have come into our bodies to grow our souls, which is true. We are learning to grow in self-love and understanding that we aren't just a body, but we're surrounded by this second skin that I call our energy body and how it functions. It's really important. It is the biggest thing that I have learned in my life, and it has helped me immensely with grounding, with balancing, and with really learning to develop my skills. And it'll help you develop as a person and as a business professional as well. So go to experts.omtimes.com/Robin Fritz, and it's developing strong energy boundaries. I have one ticket left at a 50% discount. The normal price is $100. You get one-on-one time with me each week for 5 weeks, plus class time, plus theory, plus development, plus lots of practice. So it's going to be awesome. And please join me. You'll really get a lot out of it. So for today, you know, it's time to close us down and get us regrounded in our bodies. You know, close that crown chakra so that you can go about your day well balanced and back strong, connected mind, body, and spirit. So if you'll take your hands and cross them over your heart and just breathe into the palms of your hands. Now imagine next week we're going to be talking about energy, okay? So energy is everywhere and in everything. And as you breathe into the palms, notice that your palms of your hands are healing centers. So breathe into those palms and then hold your palms in front of your mouth. And as you just breathe onto them, imagine that air is healthy energy. And then you can turn your palms outward and just let that energy go where it will. It's sentient, knows what it's doing. Trust me, it does. And cross your hands on your heart. Again, breathe into the palms of your hands. And then as you hold your palms in front of your face, breathe into your palms. And then put your palms, cross your hands back over your heart. And what you're doing is letting that energy ground back into you, helping to close you down for the day so that you can go about the rest of your day and enjoy it and be healthy, be strong. Join us next week. And if you have questions, comments, email me at robin@robinfritz.com. You can also contact me for personal sessions, personal intuition, business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, talking with your beloved dead, whether human or animal, past life regression, between life regression, soul clearing, energy healing. I'm there for you. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.